Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Orioles beat the White Sox 4-1 last night. They get their 70th win of the year. And I hope you were tuning into 105.7 The Fan yesterday at 6. It was award-winning BBT. Bordy in the bone. Always a great time. And let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline where Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick joins us now. And Bordy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Before we get to the Orioles on the field, we have not spoken to you since the Orioles promoted their GM to president. At least
we think.
We're pretty sure they did. Because
we don't know exactly when.
They have confirmed that the story from The Athletic is true to their own beat people, but they have yet to put out a press conference or hold a press conference, press release or press conference. So just your thoughts on that whole thing.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know, man. I think the Orioles, as much as they try to be transparent, are very non-transparent. And this is a little bit of a secretive move done over the off season that maybe they just kind of, you know, shoved away as like, oh, this doesn't mean anything because I'm still in charge of everything. And Mike Elias is. So, you know, he's still in charge of baseball ops. It's a different title. So who knows? Maybe we're getting a little, you know, carried away with just, well, why didn't they come out and tell us this information? But I think it's important because now they've got to go out and hire a general manager, along with everything else that the Orioles have to do this offseason as far as rebuilding a team. And I know they don't call it rebuilding, but it is more of a rebuilding year than I think it's been in the past. I mean, they need a whole new bullpen. They need so many pieces along with a bigger front office. So a lot of stuff that has to be done now with Mike Elias. And I think that's kind of the least of their problems, worrying about going out and telling us all that he got a promotion.
Does it make you wonder at all, though, whether this is like, is this cosmetic or is this seismic, right? Like, are we just adding one person from the outside and that GM role who's neutered by having to answer to a team president who just had that job the last 7 years and who's coming into a situation surrounded by, let's face it, people who pretty much have just gone along or thought the same way as Mike Elias? Like, I wonder if this is just a shell game, right? Kind of a PR thing, but like, let's be real, this person's going to be hired by Mike Elias, and Mike Elias is going to have a big hand in whoever the manager is. So I just wonder if this is really all just being done to prop up Mike Elias and provide somebody else to take some blame if/when things don't go so great on the baseball operations side.
Well, that's typically how it goes, right? So if you're the president of baseball operations and you hire a GM and you guys suck, well, the GM's getting fired.
There you go.
Fire yourself. So that's pretty apparent. But I also know that it seems like, and we don't hear a lot from ownership, but Cal says that Elias is their guy. Rubenstein says Elias is their guy. So they trust, you know, what he's putting out there. Now, the question is going to be, I mean, what direction do they go with this? Are they going to get a GM from within? Is it going to be Sig? Is it just going to be everybody steps up a notch? I know they just went out and got an assistant GM in Haas, that used to be with the Orioles and then was with the Nationals. But I don't know. Just, I guess the philosophy, I think, is going to end up becoming really important with the next general manager, because if it indeed is just an all analytics kind of philosophy, then it is what it is. I think what could really shake it up is what most teams are doing nowadays, and that's having a nice blend of baseball and analytics and making it work together. And I hope that there is more of that kind of baseball feel this next rebuilding stage.
Bordy, let's get to last night's game. We talked a lot about Kyle Bradish on BBT last night. Had four walks, but nine punch outs in five innings and just gave up one earned run to the White Sox. What did you think of Bradish's outing?
He's nasty, isn't he, Bone? I mean, my gosh. I mean, his stuff is so filthy. And yeah, his command might bend him a hair off, but my goodness, he's making, you know, those guys look foolish right there. Yeah, so it's exciting to see Bradish doing his thing, because I personally, when I see him pitch, I just think, okay, next year we can count on this guy. He's had his Tommy John. Let's hope there isn't a setback. Like, and I'm not laughing. I mean, this is terrible. You know, John Means had Tommy John and he had to get it again. So yeah. I don't know. The way Bradish is throwing, it looks like he's going to be good for however long Tommy John does last. Which I think is 4 or 5 years now. So run them out there for the next 4 years, and I think we're going to be pretty darn good because, yeah, his stuff is just unbelievably nasty.
Talking with Mike Bordick, who, just to clarify, is not amused by Tommy John surgery. It's inside access here on The Fan. And Bordy, what about the Dietrich ends of it all? Is this guy someone you feel pretty good about possibly being in the bullpen next year?
Why? He doesn't have any options, right? You can't build the bullpen without with guys that are just, he might have a good arm. Listen, this is CNL Perez we thought was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
He gave us that great year. This is what happens with bullpens. But I really think this team has got to understand the importance of optionable pieces. And if he lands, I don't know how much ends is going to be worth next year. I don't think he's not under contract, right? So they're going to have to pay a little bit more, but yeah, he's got a nice arm and I'm not pushing him aside either. But as far as these bullpen arms, nobody has really stood out enough for me to say, oh yeah, that's going to be a guy at our winning bullpen, man. When we hoist the trophy next year, you just don't see that blow away stuff. Or even somebody can say, wow, if he developed that pitch just a little bit better, he could be the next Zach Britton or Felix Bautista. There just isn't that overpowering movement and dominant stuff that I've seen just yet, even though a couple guys are having some pretty good success.
I wasn't going to ask you about bullpen, but now I can't help myself. You ever watch these games and you see that they've got a lead in a one-run or two-run game and you've got Aiken and others available and they go to Cano? You find it odd at all that Cano, who even at the height of his prowess, when he was an all-star setup guy, you didn't like him coming in with inherited runs if you watched him pitch all the time. And he's coming in with inherited runs in the ninth inning. And he's doing it at times. There's a lefty looming. I don't know. Bordy, I wonder what that's all about. Do you ever wonder what that's all about?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes, I guess I do. But I just feel like these guys, as far as a structured bullpen, there's absolutely no structure.
Yeah.
I think D'Angelino and the pitching staff, they're trying to piece together something that might work on any given night. Nobody is trustworthy. I mean, maybe Enz to a point, but, you know, so they're just running guys out there and trying to match and mix and do whatever. But, yeah, Cano, whatever happened to him, they can't figure out and make the adjustment to get more movement on a sinker or its pitch selection or something. But his posing up days on the mound should be over. I think he's been humbled pretty good this year.
Bordy, what's going on the podcast?
Woo! Did we have an awesome podcast today? We interviewed the legendary Fred Manfra and all his awesome stories about his, you know, history. What I love about great broadcasters, and you guys know as journalists, is that they do so much more. It's not, Fred Manfra is a Hall of Fame Oriole broadcaster, but this guy was doing Michigan Wolverines football games, NBA games, the Olympics. I just love these guys. We had to have such rich history, and to be able to share that on the podcast today was awesome. And we did actually talk about Mike Elias and his lack of the announcement, because he's the guy that controls pretty much everything, so he can say whether or not he makes an announcement or not. So it was kind of his decision, I think. Anyway, so yeah, the podcast has been going great. Thanks so much for asking. Make sure you check it out on the Be More Sports Pod as well.
Bordy, did you have any ice cream yesterday?
Wow, did I break down. I thought I was going to be strong, man. And Tim said, well, look at all these blends we have, beautiful Heinz ice cream, three beautiful flavors. I said, come on, man, I got to be good here. And he left to go back on the show when you guys did your show yesterday, and I went and just crushed some ice cream. And I had all three flavors.
What was the best?
I can say I really loved them all. They were all pretty good. I'm not much of a cotton candy, I guess. I'm more of a traditionalist. That graham cracker.
Yeah.
That was my favorite,
baby,
too.
Baby. Yeah, that was good.
Bordy, you're the best. Thanks as always, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great afternoon.
Mike Bordick. Remember, Baltimore Baseball Night coming up tonight. It's the Bone and Jim
we'll
Hunter
never
at 6.
About Munana Nutt.
Yeah,
I guess that
they
was,
didn't bring it. It exists.
I'm guessing they must have.
It exists.
You sure it exists?
Well, I asked
exists.
The guy. It exists.
Only in certain markets?
Yeah,
only
no,
like,
I said,
he goes, like, it's like a secret handshake thing with the people who order McDonald's off the menu?
They have six flavors. He brought three.
Yeah, it's been out for a couple weeks now. And Monkey Munana Nutt.
Why are they not pushing it more?
Nutty Indulgence.
Yeah,
it's banana ice cream with chocolate chips.
You were born to endorse that.
Yeah.
There should be, like, we hear the promos for all the other shows. There should be you talking up Munana Nutt every hour on this radio station.
I agree. Hey, coming
love
up next,
guys.
Terps are 3-0, but now the Big Ten schedule starts. We liking them against Wisconsin this Saturday. We'll talk some Terps next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.